Have you ever wondered how our bodies get rid of all the foreign substances we're exposed to on a daily basis? From medications to environmental toxins, our cells have a sophisticated system for breaking these compounds down and eliminating them. Today, we're going to explore a key part of this process called glucuronidation and the family of genes that make it happen, the UGTs. What is glucuronidation? When a foreign substance enters our body, whether it's a drug or a toxin, it goes through a two-phase process of detoxification. Phase 1 involves enzymes called CYP450 that make the substance more polar. Then, in Phase 2, the substance gets altered further to make it water-soluble, allowing it to be excreted through urine or feces. Glucuronidation is one of the main Phase 2 pathways. It involves attaching a molecule called glucuronic acid to the substance, like adding a tag that marks it for elimination. This process is carried out by a family of enzymes called UDP glucuronosyl transferases, or UGTs for short. You can think of them as the shipping department of the cell, packaging up unwanted compounds and sending them off to be disposed of. What do UGTs help eliminate? The list of substances that UGTs help eliminate is long and varied. It includes bilirubin, a yellow pigment that's produced when old red blood cells get recycled, vitamin A compounds called retinoids, hormones like estrogen, testosterone, thyroid hormones, and cortisol environmental toxins, and pollutants like BPA, certain pesticides, and PAHs from air pollution and smoke. Many common medications, including over-the-counter drugs like acetaminophen, Tylenol. Some toxins produced by mold. With such a wide range of substances relying on UGTs for elimination, you can see how important these enzymes are for our overall health. The UGT gene family scientists have identified 19 different UGT genes, each coding for a specific enzyme with its own unique set of substances it acts on. Some of the most well-studied include UGT1A1. This gene's claim to fame is its role in eliminating bilirubin. Variants in UGT1A1 can cause a condition called Gilbert's syndrome, where bilirubin builds up, causing occasional yellowing of the eyes and skin. This gene also helps break down certain chemotherapy drugs. UGT1A6. This enzyme works on a variety of substances, including bilirubin, hormones, and medicines like aspirin and Tylenol. Variants here may influence your risk of liver damage from acetaminophen and your response to certain anti-inflammatory drugs. UGT2B7. If you've ever taken morphine, codeine, or some HIV medications, you can thank UGT2B7 for helping clear them from your system. Genetic differences in this enzyme can affect how you respond to these drugs. UGT2B15. This one's important for eliminating testosterone and other male hormones. Variants have been linked to differences in testosterone levels and prostate cancer risk. It also helps metabolize the breast cancer drug tamoxifen and helps clear the endocrine disruptor BPA from the body. While our genes play a big role in UGT function, other factors like age, sex, diet, and overall liver health are important too. A fascinating connection: UGTs and our sense of smell. Here's a fun fact. UGT enzymes are also found in the cells of our nasal passages. Researchers think they help turn off odor molecules. When an odor molecule gets tagged by a UGT enzyme, it no longer triggers the receptors that signal to our brain, "Hey, you're smelling this." This may be why smells tend to fade after a while, instead of staying constant. Interestingly, new research has found a link between certain UGT gene variants and the loss of smell that many people experience with COVID-19 infection. The risk increase is modest, about 11%, but it provides an intriguing clue into the mechanisms behind this common symptom. Conclusion: from eliminating toxins and drugs to shaping our sense of smell, the UGT gene family is involved in some of our body's most important detoxification work. Variants in these genes are common and can affect our individual responses to substances in our environment and medication.